Hello and welcome to the Advisor Pack Monthly Session. This is Mark Little. This is the time that we get together each month and address whatever questions that you've got related to implementing the Advisor Pack Monthly program. So just in brief, for those of you that are new to the program, the whole premise of this program is that multimillionaires who are seeking comprehensive financial services are the most underserved market in the world, that they seek advisors who will do certain things for them. They're looking for advisors who do more and are better than the advisors they've met up to this point, and yet they can't seem to find them anywhere, or they just don't believe they exist. And so the premise of our program is that you're going to make a pledge to each and every ideal client, and that is that you're going to protect their financial assets, you're going to pay close attention to their financial situation, you're going to coordinate all the financial people and financial products in their life, and all with full transparency so that every ideal client knows exactly what they're paying and there are no hidden fees or anything. Now, these are the four things that ideal clients claim they can't find anywhere. And so we then launch into a training program to show you how to implement and deliver what we call truly comprehensive financial services. These are the high-level services being delivered by the top financial advisors in the world in a comprehensive way, covering all financial areas of a client's life. Financial planning, money management, insurance, tax, and estate planning. So coordinating those five areas, your goal is to deliver truly comprehensive financial services through a skilled team of subject matter experts that our program will show you how to build and lead. And that's the program. So we had several issues that were submitted this month. The three that I selected to deal with today, I just want to show them to you up front. And when the replay for this session goes live, which is usually on the replay is usually up on the system within 24 hours or so. The reason I'm showing you these in advance, and we're going to cover these in detail, but when you go back and look at the replay page, if you examine the video player, you can click on any of these questions, and the video will hop or jump directly to that question. So if you want to go back and review a section that we talk about, and I do encourage you to go back and listen to past sessions. We've been told by Advisor Pack Monthly members that the archive of past monthly sessions is really the most valuable resource in the program because we cover issues that are relevant to you. These are questions that you have asked as you're moving along implementing this system. But the point is, when you want to go back and listen to a specific section over again on the video, you just click on the question you want. You don't have to listen to the whole session again. You can just hop directly to the content that you want to review again. Okay, so first question. And it's along the lines of what we were just describing, but we get this question from brand new members fairly frequently. So if you're a regular for this monthly session, if you've been in the program for a while, be patient because we get this question a lot and I like to answer it almost every time. So the question is, what's the big picture of the Advisor Pack monthly program? Is there a view from 30,000 feet so that I can understand where we're heading? I like to begin with the end in mind. You know, it's kind of funny. We get this same question at least once a month, and I don't answer it every month, but I do answer it relatively frequently. What I enjoy is the different way that the question's asked. So it's the same question, but it's asked in a different way. And in this particular case, this advisor is also adding, will you be providing all the deliverables checkpoints for truly comprehensive financial services? In other words, the actual deliverables and the actual checklists that your team will be using in delivering truly comprehensive financial services to clients. Well, it is a four-step process, and That's the way we approach it in the system, and that's the way we deliver out the courses and the modules to you. We call it the monthly project. So we deliver to you content in sequence each and every month. You get something to implement. We call it the monthly project, at least one project. Sometimes you get more than one project in a month because they're smaller projects. But the point is, this is the sequence that we go by. So you're looking for the view from 30,000 feet. This is it. So let's drill down a little bit more. We do have some preliminary modules, vision and goals, and the idea of the importance of your administrative manager. That's your administrative support person. We have the annual recurring revenue exercise. There's some preliminaries. So the first few monthly projects I call them prerequisites. These are things that every advisor really needs to have nailed down before you actually can implement truly comprehensive financial services effectively. But then we get to business. And so at some point, several months into the program, the first thing as far as truly comprehensive financial services that you'll be implementing is building and leading your team. So we set about showing you how, and we have a 12-step program called the Deliverables Team Recruitment Process. We show you how to acquire a subject matter expert in 60 days or less. And so the goal is to build a team of 5 skilled subject matter experts. You're trying to cover the 5 major areas of personal finance in a client's life. So looking for a financial planning subject matter expert, a money management subject matter expert, a tax subject matter expert, an estate planning subject matter expert, and finally an insurance subject matter expert. So, and you may be thinking that, well, hey, I do all those things. But the whole mission of our system is to deliver truly comprehensive financial services through a skilled team of subject matter experts. So we're not only showing you how to deliver truly comprehensive financial services and how to build that out, but how to do it in such a way that that your clients will be impressed and you can scale your business. So clients do not trust the one-man band approach, and that's what most financial advisors' business models are. You know, the client comes into the advisor. Yeah, the advisor may have some referral relationships to an accountant or a estate planning lawyer or something, but it's not what we're describing here. We're talking about building a team that all 5 members of the team are really assigned to delivering 100% of the mechanics of what we call truly comprehensive financial services. Now, the way we teach it is you don't have to do this overnight, and you do it with a zero budget. So we show you how to do it, even if you have no budget, if you're doing this on a shoestring budget and you have no money. We show you how to build this team, and ultimately, as you acquire ideal clients, the goal is slowly but surely to delegate all the things that you've been doing over to your team as you build it, and ultimately just focus 100% of your time on serving clients and not on doing the mechanics, you know, the financial planning and the money management and all the things behind the scenes. That's your team that does that. So anyway, we spend some time building the team. That's step one. The next step is you actually install truly comprehensive financial services. You have to have your team in place before you can do that. You have to have all the elements and all the pieces. So once all Jim Collins would say, once you have all the seats on the bus filled, then you can begin installing truly comprehensive financial services. Now, one of the questions you had was, does the Advisor Pack Monthly provide you all the deliverables checkpoints, in other words, the checklists, to deliver what we're calling truly comprehensive financial services? And the answer is no. The Advisor Pack Monthly program shows you how to build truly comprehensive financial services the same way I did when I built our flagship program, which, if you're not aware of it, we have another program called the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. But this program is for advisors who aren't really ready for the toolkit. It's a much more expensive program. It requires substantial commitment and time on pretty much day one. So we were asked by advisors like you to come up with a program that's less expensive, and but you know, it covers everything. So we show you in this program how to literally build everything. We share everything, both the strategies and the tactics. I give you our entire process, but you still have to do the work. So this program, Advisor Pack Monthly, is for advisors who are ready to move forward, but they're not really ready to jump in the river. You know, they're not ready for the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. If you want the system already built, well, that's the toolkit. We have all the deliverables, checkpoints. As a matter of fact, all these modules that we dispense to you on a monthly basis in the toolkit, it's delivered instantly. The moment you join, you have access to everything. But we specifically designed this program not to be kind of a sales brochure for the other programs. We were sincerely trying to fill a gap, a need identified to us by advisors like you that, hey, I'd like to move forward. I'd like to go at my own pace, and I want to know everything. I want to know exactly how to build this system out. So we did it. We put this program together, and it's really designed for you to build it. It's a do-it-yourself program. And you don't ever have to join the toolkit. I would say, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point advisors, when they implement this system, if the success that they achieve in terms of adding ideal clients, if at some point an advisor decides, hey, I'm tired of reinventing the wheel. If it already exists, then I'll just, you know, upgrade to another program. That's fine. But if you decide to stay in the Advisor Pack monthly program forever, you can definitely build the entire system yourself using this program. We give you all the instructions. So anyway, we show you how to install truly comprehensive financial services. You work very closely with your team, and you install that. That has to be well-defined. It has to be impressive to clients. At that point, after you've got the comprehensive financial services installed and you're delivering that to clients, now you focus and shift your thinking to the actual experience. Now, this is something that in talking with clients, most financial advisors don't even think about the client experience, or they kind of misunderstand what it means. They think, oh, we give an extraordinary client experience. When the client arrives, we have 32 varieties of tea that the client can choose from, which we will brew right there in front of them. That's an actual story that was told to me by a financial advisor. And I'm sitting there thinking, that's when you study clients like we have done a deep dive. We've done our own original research. And then we have studied lots of data, and there's lots of research out there on the affluent and how they like to be served. And specifically what they're willing to pay the most for. Well, I've spent the last 30 years dialing into that. And that's what we share with you. And there's a formula to it. We show you what clients mean, and I'll share that with you. We'll share with you what clients mean when they say, you know, here's an extraordinary experience. Here's what impresses me. And so that's important. You need to deliver all of this truly comprehensive financial services, but in a way that inspires the client. And think about it. What we do should not be boring. I mean, the biggest complaint that clients have when they assess the meeting with their financial advisor, it's that it's procedural, it's routine, it's boring. And it shouldn't be. We're talking about a client achieving their goals. And these are the most, you know, important goals in their lives. So it should be fun. It should be an experience. And we focus and show you how to turn what you're delivering into an extraordinary experience. And then, as we often say, all these ideal clients of yours, they've already got financial people in their life before they met you. They've got, you know, usually an accountant and an estate planning lawyer, and certainly have insurance agents and things like that. The point is, we show you in sequentially implementing this system how, among all the financial people in a client's life, how to elevate and be perceived and become the most trusted advisor in a client's life so that you take the lead and you, among all the client's financial people in their life, you're the one that is the strategist. You're the one that pulls it all together, coordinates everything. And so this is the view from 30,000 feet. These are the four tactical steps for delivering on the promise of your advisor pact. And you cannot skip any one of these steps. If you try to skip any of these steps or you don't do it in the sequence that we are very deliberate about sending out these monthly projects to you in a specific sequence. So it's important that you implement everything and that you implement it in sequence and not skip any steps. And so just to sum up, this program is for advisors who wish to build the system, you know, yourself. It's DIY, do it yourself. We give you two things in this program. We give you a monthly project. That's where you actually implement truly comprehensive financial services. We dose it out to you in a monthly basis. We give you projects that we feel like you should absolutely be able to complete in within 30 days. And then we give you more. And so it's a sequential process. And then we have this session each and every month. So we knew because of our experience with the other programs, the do it with you and the do it for you program. I mean, this program, the Advisor Pack Monthly, is roughly $200 per month. That's what most advisors are paying for this. The Trusted Advisor Toolkit, the do it with you program, is $1,000 a month. And the do-it-for-you program is $10,000 per month. So you can see, you know, this is a program that if you stay in this program forever, we just give you everything that you need to get this system in place and build it yourself. But if you want, at any point, if you kind of ready to jump in the river and you want to do this in a much more intensive manner, you can certainly switch to some other program. Okay, question. I'm implementing truly comprehensive financial services, but an older potential client said that my approach sounds salesy. Ouch. You imagine talking to a potential client and they're being very candid. To me, that shows a potential client who's interested and they care enough about you to give you candid feedback. I mean, it's really a good thing, but I gotta say, ouch. And you're right to submit it here because, you know, this is something that has to be fixed. And the question continues. Thanks to this program, we're now offering truly valuable services. I don't want to be perceived as a saleswoman. So the question I'm assuming is, what do I do? And let me tell you another thing, that when you study the research and the data on the affluent, and then you study and do research on advisors, and we've looked at parallel studies, kind of surveying the advisor and then surveying their clients. You know, there's a relatively high percentage of advisors who swear up and down, 100%, that they have a non-sales approach. It's a completely consultational, or academic or whatever, but certainly not a sales approach. But then when you survey their clients, it's a relatively high number of clients that say, I feel like I'm being sold, or it's obviously a sales process. So what clients are actually experiencing and the way they feel about a process might be 100%, 180 degrees opposite of what you're thinking. So my point is, I think you need to be very sensitive to this, because in our research, this is a client acquisition killer. Now, in the Advisor Pack Monthly program, technically, we do not deal with client acquisition. The whole premise of our program, and there are no other programs like it anywhere in the world, we show specifically how to deliver upon the promise of truly comprehensive financial services. In other words, we don't talk about marketing. We don't talk about client acquisition. Or at least train in those areas. There's plenty of other places you can go get that. As a matter of fact, every other program is all about training and marketing and client acquisition and, you know, scripting, sales process, and all that sort of thing. But because we don't believe in a sales process, that my experience is that sale for this market, for the client that's actually seeking truly comprehensive financial services, and if you approach this project, this business project, the way that we did, which is we want to deliver this service in such a way that we are appealing to what clients want, specifically in the areas of what they're willing to pay the most for. In other words, what we're definitely going to do, what they need behind the scenes. But when you start engaging and understanding with clients and understanding what they actually want and are willing to pay the most for, we wanted to align the two. We want to do both. And when you start studying that, you realize that you have got to stop anything that is in any way salesy. Clients do not, and potential clients in this market do not trust sales breath, and they are very sensitive to it. These are highly successful, affluent people, and I would say they're hypersensitive. That it's obvious in looking at the data that even when a sales process probably is not happening, they still are sensitive to it. So so let me kind of go back and tell you my story. I think the way to approach this, because there is a specific methodology that works best to eliminate any hint of a sales process and replace it with what I'm going to call just a professional process. This is the process that affluent people who are seeking the highest levels of comprehensive financial services, this is how they think, this is what they want. And my story goes like this. Right out of college, I graduated college in December of 1980, and I was hired, my first job, I was hired by, in Texas, in the South Texas office of a huge, major U.S. Property and casualty complex. So it was a big property and casualty company. I was hired in the Texas office. And the first thing they did was they and it was being that it was a big corporation, they, and I was in a sales and marketing position in the firm, but down in Texas. And it was a Boston-based firm. But the first thing they did was they took everybody that had just been recently hired. Most of us were just right out of college, in our 20s. They flew us all to New York. They flew us all to Lynbrook, New York on Long Island. And they put us through a 10-day program called the Xerox Sales Training Program. So I didn't work for Xerox. I worked for a different company. But many corporations back in those days put their sales and marketing people through this Xerox sales training course. So I'm setting the stage for you that basically here I am right out of college, knew nothing about sales and marketing, and they're going to spend 10 days practicing with scripts. And, you know, it was the classic sales training. Here's how you make a presentation. Here's how you make all the points. Here's how you identify problems. And here's how you do objection handling. So it was just classic sales approach. I had never had any exposure to this, so I didn't know what I was about to get into. But the very first night of, you know, we all gathered. There were about 30 of us in our class. So they flew people in from all over the country, new hires, and there were about 30 of us in the class. And so they had a reception the very first night, and they kind of laid out, here's what we're going to do over the next 10 days. And they said, we just wanted you all to meet each other because you're all from different parts of the country. And being young people, we all said, hey, this is great. And the minute we adjourned from the reception, we said, why don't we jump on a train and all of us head down into Manhattan? And we did. So we went into Manhattan and we had dinner and we're walking down Fifth Avenue in New York City. And we had just had dinner. We were actually looking for a club or something to do after dinner. And we passed a bookstore called Scribner's. And it's not a bookstore anymore, but at the time it was huge. I mean, you could just go up floor after floor of books and books and books. And so we all walked in there, and there were about 20 of us that decided to go into the city that night. And you know how when you walk into a big bookstore, they have all these displays of books? So I walked into this bookstore, and all my friends went scattered to different parts of the bookstore. They had different interests. Everybody was looking at different stuff. And we weren't going to be there very long because we were trying to head out and find something else to do. But wouldn't you know it, just total, this is how serendipity inserts itself into life. I walked in there, and the display that was in front of me, just right there in the front of the bookstore, like the very first thing you stumble across, was a book that had just been released called Non-Manipulative Selling, written by a guy named Tony Alessandra, and also Phil Wexler and Rick Barrera. Now, the reason I mention this is, flash forward, in 2006, I moved to San Diego, California from Texas. I'd sold my business, and I started doing this. I started, you know, creating processes for other advisors to do what we had been doing over the years, delivering truly comprehensive financial services through a skilled team. And lo and behold, Tony Alessandra lives here in San Diego, and he's a friend of my good friend, Bill Bachrach. Bill introduced me to Tony, and now they are very close family friends. And Rick Barrera, who's also a co-author of this book, he's like one of my best friends, and he actually contributes to the programs that you experience, many of the things that you are implementing, he's had input in. It's just such a small world, unbelievable. But back to 1981, I read this book. I just sitting there flipping through the book, just standing there in the bookstore, and it was so good. I was just completely consumed. This guy was talking about how most sales processes are so manipulative. And basically, it's designed to push products or services on people, whether or not they need them or not. It's just a process to sell. And he laid out, Tony, he's a PhD, he laid out a whole different way of doing this. And basically, it was to look for people who are a good fit for what you're trying to sell and only talk to them. It was such a simple concept. So the reason I bring it up is because then for the next 10 days, so this is how it worked. And I read, and I stayed up all night. I think I was up to 1 a.m. I read that whole book that night. All right. So then the next day they sent us into our first day of sales training class. And I was the biggest pain in the rear for the next 10 days. I was calling a flag on everything they taught us. Every time they'd teach us a new technique or a new sales script or something along that line, I just jump up and say, that's manipulative. That sounds manipulative. You know, why would you do that? How do you know they even want these services? Anyway, I was the biggest, they must have hated it. I mean, I was kind of class clown. So to a point it was funny and everybody liked me and everything. It wasn't like I was being a jerk, but it must have been frustrating for the trainers. But wouldn't you know that, and I reread the book again the next night, and I think I read that book almost every day for the 10 days. What I was doing was implementing into their sales process these non-manipulative selling techniques, strategies and techniques. And wouldn't you know that at the end of that 10-day period, even though I was a pain in the rear, I won the sales training award. I mean, there I was with the big trophy, and there were two awards, one from the sales trainers, the professional trainers there teaching all this, and then the class. So the others that you had been role-playing with all week long, they voted too. And so you had their winner, and you had the trainers and their selection of the best, and then you had the kind of all-time best of the week. I won all three. I won all three awards. I had all these pictures of me with awards, and it was just kind of funny. All you had to do. So my point is, this book is still out. I would recommend reading this book. I think if you are concerned, and you should be, as to whether your process is perceived by clients as salesy, I think you'll do yourself a favor reading this book. It is such sound psychology, and it is really focused on a process where you never bother making an offer to anybody that is not a good fit for what you're doing. All right, and more on that in a minute. Then jump forward. So that was 1981, and then I don't want to go through my whole story. I didn't like the property and casualty, big corporate environment. I only did that for a couple of years. I actually went back to grad school for a couple of years, and then I went to work for a Wall Street-based firm, and that was where I got into this business in full focus. And by 1989, I had started my own business. I had gone independent, and then by 2005, I had sold that business and started doing this full time, teaching other advisors how to implement truly comprehensive financial services. But just flashing forward from 1981, in June of 1999, when I was actually still kind of a commission sales, non-manipulative, but still involved in commission sales, I was with a broker-dealer. For those of you in Canada and Australia, a dealer group. And so it's a group of, I would say, more or less independent financial advisors. But, you know, it is a broker-dealer. And so this is the firm that gave us access to financial products and the like. So I was in the commission side of the business, had been for 12 years, and was miserable. I had built a really horrible business. And why? Because I was using non-manipulative sales techniques and clients loved it. My problem was I took any client of any size. So if a client used to, in 1999, if a client came into the firm and said, hey, I'd like to do a $2,000 individual retirement account. I mean, I was trained from the Wall Street-based firm never to turn away money. But so I had 1,242 clients. I was miserable. I was putting in 80 hours a week. It was horrible. I was ready to quit the business. And then serendipitously again, I attended the national conference for our broker-dealer. I wasn't going to go, but the chairman of the board called me up in March of that year because I had indicated, I'd sent a little thing saying I'm not going to attend. And he called me up and he said, you're the number one producer. You've got to be there. Others in our nationwide firm, they look to you and they want to be like you. And it's better for everyone if you show up. And oh, by the way, we have a keynote speaker, this guy named Bill Bachrach, who you're going to love. I think he's going to solve some of your big problems. My problem being I had too many small clients. Well, Bill got up and he spoke and it changed everything for me. He introduced a concept called values-based financial planning, and that became my client acquisition methodology. And so if you're interested in kind of how I eliminated a sales process, it started with non-manipulative selling, and then it culminated in working with Bill Bachrach. Now, if you've never heard of Bill or you have no idea what I'm talking about, I would suggest going on Amazon and just buy this book, Values-Based Financial Planning. It's not for financial advisors. It's a very short book. It's written for the retail client. It's for clients to read about, and it's basically how to think about, you know, what you're trying to accomplish financially in terms of financial planning. And it does a really good job of helping clients think in terms of, you know, do you even want to work with an advisor? Or is it your nature to be kind of a do-it-yourself person? Or, you know, do you want to collaborate with an advisor, which means you want to hear different opinions, but then you want to make the final decision? Or do you want to be a financial delegator and just hand everything over? I say hand everything over, but kind of delegate more to an advisor that can do everything for you, which is what we're teaching. And it helps clients come to that conclusion. But it also walks through Bill's methodology. So this was the methodology, at least on the front end, that I implemented. Now, it's kind of funny the way Bill taught this. He'd teach you how to have an initial client meeting that's very compelling. It's called a financial roadmap. And this book walks clients through how to complete their financial roadmap. So this will give you a sense of what this process is. But I just want you to know that, you know, this describes everything up until the point of the Advisor Pack Monthly program. This book describes kind of the client acquisition process, and certainly the one that I utilized. But then even back then, if you'd have asked Bill Bachrach, okay, so let's say I am a financial delegator, and if you're an advisor, let's say I'm in the presence of a financial delegator, and they get their financial roadmap completed, and then they turn to me and they say, hey, I'd like to hire you as an advisor. advisors would ask Bill back in this era, how do I deliver on all these promises? So, you know, we've got a client that's a financial delegator. I'm promising to coordinate all their financial affairs because they're financial delegators and they've got other things in their life that are more important. They're willing to hire me to do it. The question to Bill is, so what do I do and how do I deliver on all this? And he would always say the same thing. He'd say, well, that's up to you. You're the financial advisor. Go figure it out. Well, that's what the Advisor Pack monthly program is. He said the same thing to me. It's just the difference between me and every other advisor that Bill worked for. I actually mapped it out. I spent millions of dollars creating the processes to back up these promises. I identified, for example, that the industry and nobody in the industry had really defined the term comprehensive financial services, for example. So we defined it. And then I created software to actually help a team implement, in essence, a checklist-driven system. And so anyway, the point is, I recognized back in 1999 that there really was no training or guidance or even agreement within our industry about how to deliver comprehensive financial services. So we trademarked it. We call it Truly Comprehensive Financial Services. We align what it should be on a professional side with the various subject matter experts. We make sure that it's actually delivering on the promise behind the scenes, but then it's also perfectly aligned with what clients are saying when they say, I want to delegate this. So they don't want to just hand everything over and feel like they've completely lost control. They want to feel still in control, and your skill is in being able to do all the work for them, make sure their to-do list is little or nothing, but they still feel in control. So that's the whole system. And I would encourage you, if you don't have a front-end client acquisition process that's compelling, look at this. As a matter of fact, the next question in today's session has to do with that meeting. But let me tell you, this is the process. So after all of that, I read Non-Manipulative Selling in 1981. Huge transformation in my thinking. I met Bill Bachrach and introduced to values-based financial planning in 1999. But just cutting to it and also lining it up with what you're going to be learning on the back end here with our system, here's the best method to eliminate the sales process and replace it with a professional process. It starts with creating an ideal client profile. Now, you will, in the Advisor Pack Monthly, at some point down the road, you will be provided a module for you to create your ideal client profile. This is something that you will need to do anyway, and you will get a course given by us at some point on this. But you don't have to wait. I mean, you could actually take what we're going to cover today, and you could begin implementing your ideal client profile. And then when you get the module, the course from us at some point in the future, you'll be that much ahead. You'll have figured out part of it, and then, you know, definitely you'll need to go through the course and, you know, clean up, you know, think about it more thoroughly and in more detail the way we present it. But, you know, I think it's funny that when you look at our other programs, like the Trusted Advisor Toolkit and the Do It With You and the Do It For You programs, it's amazing what percentage of advisors, in essence, just take my ideal client profile and kind of adopt it to their own, which is fine. So I'm gonna present my ideal client profile. This is the example that we provide in the course, and I'm not gonna go through it in detail, but I am gonna show it to you here so that if you want to go back on the replay and look at this and replicate it or take elements from it to create your own, feel free. This is a key one. Our ideal client, you know, the client we serve best has the following qualities, and it's all these ones above, but you get to this one, it says they value our work together. So this is a client that appreciates advice and guidance, and then it just makes the point that due to the high level of client interaction and attention, our services make sense only for families who have accumulated more than $5 million, not including the value of their home. Now, replace that with whatever your number is. If it's $1 million, if it's $2 million, whatever. The point is, an element of your ideal client profile has got to be your minimum, what we call your PMAR, your predictable minimum annual recurring revenue. Now, I know some advisors are afraid to put this in the ideal client profile because they're afraid it'll scare potential clients off. We've done lots of research on this. It does the opposite. Let's say you have a client that, let's say this is your ideal client profile. Then you come across a client, they're reading these things. They say, yep, I'm a financial delegator. Yep, I'm passionate about my goal. Yep, I enjoy simplicity. I'm way overcomplicated right now. And then they read this next one. They value advice and they have financial assets exceeding $5 million. They don't even pause on that. They go, yep, that's me. And then they just kind of go through the rest of them and they just make sure they're kind of using this as a punch list or a checklist just to see if this is an advisor that's even in the ballpark of, you know, what they're looking for. Now, the key is that rather than, I mean, if you went up to any average financial advisor and said, do you have an ideal client profile? Especially an advisor that's been in the business a few years. My experience is almost every financial advisor is going to say, yes, I've got an ideal client profile. But when you explore what they mean by that, what they're really talking about is a wish list, or even more, they're talking about as they're thinking about their clients that they currently have and the ones they seem to work with the best. They're more profiling their existing clients. And so when I say ideal client profile, let me get the definition clear. This is for potential clients, so it's forward-looking, and it's not a wish list, and it's not simply a profile of your existing clients. It's a litmus test. And the way you replace any smell or hint or whiff of a sales process and replace it with a professional process is by making a commitment to not offering your ideal client services. That is to say, not offering truly comprehensive financial services to anyone who doesn't meet all of these criteria. So you need to be careful and list only criteria that you feel strongly about. I mean, this literally, it's not a sales process. You're actually just, I mean, maybe you work well with small business owners. I even have seen an advisor friend of mine in Florida who has on here only individuals who are married, family people that have never been divorced. I mean, literally, it says it right on there. So it's whatever you in your heart, you know, represents the qualities of a client that you absolutely serve the best. And just stick to it. And here's the commitment. Make a commitment that for truly comprehensive financial services, for your high-end clients delivering, let's call ideal clients delivering the services that we're describing and we're working on together, that you're only going to mention those services to clients once you've established that they meet every single one of these criteria. And if they do, then it seems like it's a good fit for truly comprehensive financial services. And then and only then do you describe those services. But if they don't meet this profile, then you're never even going to mention that service. And even just mentioning that you do offer it to higher level clients, even that's perceived as a sales process. It's literally a commitment that you only mention this to clients who meet the profile. And you just kind of ignore this service for those who don't meet the profile. Anything else is kind of a salesy marketing approach. Now, you may have non-ideal clients. You may have a different level of service. We've done sessions, and you should go back and search through these monthly sessions for our description of what your non-ideal client service should be, because it's really important if you have two levels of clients that the services that you provide are starkly contrasted, and that basically the non-ideal client services have to be a lot different and lesser than your truly comprehensive financial services. So there has to be, on the one hand, a clear incentive for non-ideal clients to become ideal clients. So if you ever have a non-ideal client who then at some point in the future meets every one of these criteria, and then you sit down and recommend that they join your ideal client community and you start describing truly comprehensive financial services, well, just think about that meeting. You've got to be describing something that is substantially different and substantially better and substantially more value, more service. It's got to be clear to a non-ideal client why they should make the leap into the ideal client community if they meet the ideal client profile at some point. So we've got a whole session on that. You can go back and look for that. But the point is, prior to every initial client interview, now that you've got your ideal client profile and you're only going to present your truly comprehensive financial services and the idea of joining your ideal client community, prior to every time you sit down with a new potential client, here's the key. And this is the critical key. You've got to be ambivalent. You cannot go into any meeting saying to yourself, oh my gosh, everything I've heard about this couple, you know, they're multimillionaires. Maybe I know them because they own a local business and I just know them to be highly affluent and I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them as clients. You got to ditch that type of thinking, because even if you know they have a lot of money, be honest, you don't know if they're financial delegators. You don't know if they're passionate about their goals. You don't know if they meet the other criteria that you've established on your ideal client profile. So it is so critical that you enter every initial client interview with a new potential client completely ambivalent as to the outcome. You don't know whether they're going to meet your ideal client profile. You don't know whether they're going to be non-ideal clients or what. So you just admit it to yourself and you enter the meeting open-minded. And you say to yourself, I'm only going to invite this person to become an ideal client if they meet all the criteria of my ideal client profile. So if you have an ideal client profile and you are committed to it and you agree to be ambivalent as to the outcome of every initial client interview, so that if they meet the profile, you invite them into your ideal client community, you explain, you know, hey, I think this would be great for you. It seems to me like you meet all the profile, every criteria of our profile of a client that we serve best. And, you know, do you agree? That is the key. Now, if at the end of your initial client interview, you're not sure, let's say, then you say, you know, I'm not sure if you meet the profile of the client we serve best. May I ask you a few questions? And then you go back through your ideal client profile. You say, let me ask you, would you consider yourself to be a financial delegator? Define that for me. Like, how would you define financial delegator? Are you passionate about your goals? Do you enjoy simplicity? Do you value the advice of an expert? Do you focus on whatever the case? You go through each of the bullets and you just turn it into a kind of an interview. And so if at the end of an initial client interview, you're not sure, then go use this as your checklist and just ask them. It's a much better conversation, much more professional. So I'll leave you with this thought. Don't behave like a salesperson. Be a trusted advisor. And trusted advisors only invite clients to work with them if they're a great fit. And by the way, to get sensitive the way clients are about how you are behaving, the only way to really do this is to listen to every single recording. You should be recording every single meeting with every client and every potential client, and it's all for training purposes. And this is what I did to become skilled and to eliminate the sales process, or to eliminate anything, even though I was focused on non-manipulative selling, which is kind of a oxymoron. But the minute you commit to being non-manipulative and to eliminate the sales process, invest time to listen to every recording and document. Sit down and write, make notes in your journal. What went well? What could have gone better? And even better, and this was really a breakthrough for me, is find somebody that you really, really trust. Either a mentor, maybe your spouse. It could be your administrative manager. Somebody that you truly trust, who knows you well, who will be, who cares about you enough to be candid. And let them listen to some of these. Let's say you did, you conducted a meeting that you thought went extraordinarily well, but in the end, the potential client just said, think about it, or no. Then have somebody that you care about listen to it as well as you listening to it, and ask them what they thought went well and what could have gone better, and see if maybe they're picking up on a little sales breath of yours that you don't even realize is happening. Because I think we can all agree, we want to eliminate that sales process for this type of a client. I enjoyed your description of the trusted advisor taking our clients through the hero's journey. This is what we talked about last month in the monthly session. The hero's journey and taking clients through a hero's journey that's an experience for them. I'd love to do that, and our client meetings are much more substantive since we started this program. Good. The problem is my initial client interview is not that inspiring. It's not a wow experience. It's what you described one time as procedural. I say that all the time. It's because when you look at the research, it's one of the complaints of affluent clients is that, you know, when asked about the client experience, that word comes up a lot. It's not exciting. It's not an extraordinary experience. It's procedural. So the question is, how can I make my first meeting more compelling? Well, this kind of picks up on what we were talking about earlier with Bill Bachrach. We don't deal with the initial client interview. In this program, the Advisor Pack Monthly program, we only worry about how to actually deliver once you have an ideal client. We assume you know how to go get clients, or if you don't, there's, you know, you can go out and get that training elsewhere. That's not what we do. Our program is really unique in that we're the only program that really focuses on specifically what to do once you have a client, so that they view you as indispensable. Now, the hero's journey, just so you know, think Star Wars. Think the old movie, The Matrix. Just think about the hero's journey and how the pattern of the story goes. You have the main character. Let's say it's Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, or if you're a Matrix fan, Thomas Anderson, the star of the show. They have their ordinary world. They're just living their life. They're nothing special. And then there's a call to adventure. So in Luke's case, he sees a message from a princess in distress. I kid you not. It's just so classic. And then in The Matrix, it's a little more complicated, but he's hunting the internet, searching for something. He's bothered by something. He thinks there's more out there, but he's not sure what. And so he's on the internet. It's kind of social media before there was social media. And that's the call to adventure. And then there's a meeting of the mentor. So Luke Skywalker meets Ben Kenobi. Or in The Matrix, Keanu Reeves meets, Morpheus, the mentor. And then they cross the threshold. And at that point, they're in the adventure begins. They come to the rescue. We call it the adventure begins at that point. And then they begin encountering adversity, and they have to start dealing with all kinds of problems. It's a classic hero story. And then in some stories, there's a superhero team. So in the Star Wars, it's the Force. And in The Matrix, there is the team. You have Trinity and all that. I think the best metaphor there is superhero team is the Avengers, where you've got Iron Man, and he just figures if he hooks up with all these other superheroes with complementary skills, that would be better. And then they win. They slay the dragon or whatever. So how does that line up with ours? Well, I covered it last month. Your client's in the ordinary world. Then they realize that there's more. There's something in their life they're trying to accomplish that's not fulfilled, or they're not making progress, or they're not measuring progress. Something's happening that bothers them. and that this is the client that wants comprehensive financial services but is frustrated they can't find it anywhere. That's really what's going on in their mind, is they know there's more that they need to be doing, and maybe they don't even know what it is. They just realize they are seeking you, is what they're seeking, but they just haven't met you yet. And then they meet the mentor. They meet you, and it's a big conversion experience. So the point I made last month that this advisor is bringing up in this question is your initial client interview compelling enough to be a conversion experience? In other words, is it an experience? This whole meeting you and they go through your initial client interview, is it actually a conversion experience? We don't deal with that. Everything in the process that we study in the Advisor Pack monthly program is the rest. We show how to help the client begin the adventure, come to the rescue, begin, and when they encounter adversity, how they deal with that. And then you've got your superhero team, your subject matter experts that will come to the rescue and help them in all these areas of financial, personal financial affairs. And then they win. They start accomplishing their goals. So the point is, it's a problem. You can't take a client through the hero's journey if your initial client interview is procedural. It's got to be an extraordinary, compelling experience. And I would just say, if it's not, or if you're getting feedback that it's not, then do what I did. Just go reach out to Bill Bachrach. I mean, you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars in his high-end coaching program. Matter of fact, his high-end coaching program is $5,000 per month on a four-year commitment, four-year contract. So you may not be there yet, but if you go to his website and go to this BillBachrach.com/advisor roadmap, he has all this training that I paid tens of thousands of dollars for in an online, it's a virtual training platform. It's all virtual video training on the internet. And you just sign up for that. And the key is, in his program, the compelling experience is called a financial roadmap, and you just complete. This is actually, you can't tell from the screen here, but this is a big sheet of paper that you unfold in the initial client interview in Bill's methodology. It's as big as four regular sheets of paper, like copy paper. It's big. It's this big thing, this financial roadmap for living life on purpose. And it's only got three pieces of information, but it's the client's values, the things that matter more in more to them in life than money, their financial goals, and then the amount of money. It's benchmarking their current financial situation. And the compelling breakthrough for the, believe it or not, I mean, when you go through this exercise, I have potential clients that break down in tears. It is an emotional experience. You'll just have to trust me on that. But your skill level has to be pretty good at this initial meeting. But the way the breakthrough for the client is they look at this, it's a classic coaching setup. I mean, here's where I am right now. Here's where I want to be with my goals. And if I accomplish all these goals, it'll set up a life where I can experience the things that matter more to me than anything, more than money. And they make the connection between their values and goals. And I'm just saying, this program, I hate to speak out of turn because I'm not 100%, but I think it's like $100 a month. I mean, it's definitely affordable if you don't have a client acquisition process that's that compelling. So going back to the hero's journey, once you've got that figured out, the rest of this whole thing we deal with in the Advisor Pack monthly program, this is what we do. If you can develop an initial client interview that is compelling, it's an extraordinary experience, it's radically different from what other financial advisors do, it's not procedural, it's not boring, you know, it gets clients excited about their own goals. If you can get that in place, then we can take it from there. We can help you deliver on the promise and deliver truly comprehensive financial services through an extraordinary experience. And just in case you're wondering, and I'll wrap up with this, if you're thinking in the future, as we're sending out these monthly projects to you on a monthly basis, what are some of the things, just to give you a preview, that will allow you to then deliver an extraordinary client experience after they become a client? It's these modules specifically, and there's about four more, but just in the interest of time, I'm going to give you the top ones. It's the module, the course that we have called the Three Meeting Process. It talks about how to set up a meeting cycle and a meeting structure and a meeting agenda that is compelling and addresses the complaints that a lot of clients have. So that the three meeting process is foundational to delivering an extraordinary client experience, having a routine process in place. And then one of the deliverables, one of the 10 client deliverables, and it is a course that we offer down the road. You know, it depends on, you know, what month you're in the program, but at some point you'll get this course called the Goal Blueprint. And it's basically the premise on the experience is it started with the complaint that clients had about meetings with financial advisors, where stunningly clients complain that they walk out of most meetings with most financial advisors vague or foggy or unclear on whether or not they are on track in all the critical areas of their life, mainly their goals. So can you imagine a multimillionaire walking out of a meeting with a financial advisor, not knowing if they're on track to their goals or not knowing if their cash reserves are exactly where they need to be, or, you know, any of the financial areas, their growth assets, their debt, whatever. But the idea of how about never walking out of a meeting without knowing you're on track? Or if a client has drifted off track, you know, what's it worth to a client to know they're either always on track or they can count on you if they ever drift off track, that you'll always provide a course correction to get them back on track. They can just put that in the bank. You know, that's an extraordinary experience. The idea clients complain that, you know, my advisor, yeah, we talk in our meetings about the market and we go through progress of our investments, but you know, there's no real reason to meet. I mean, we just meet every so often, quarterly or whatever, and it's kind of a routine meeting. What clients want is, how about only meet with me when you have a compelling reason to meet? And so we have a module to deal with that. It's called the highest priority conversation, and it's where you and your team, your subject matter experts, for every meeting, you establish what is the highest priority conversation. It's a module that's designed on improving the quality of the conversations that you have in the client meeting, and this improves the client experience. And then how about the fact that clients, and this is very common in the research, clients really dislike the reports that they get from everyone. They don't like the reports from the financial institutions. They don't like the reports from the financial advisors. So we have come up with some simple infographics in each of the five areas of finance, financial planning, money management, insurance, tax, estate planning. How about a one pager in each of those five areas in a graphic infographic format that tells clients what they say they want to know, the bottom line information, and only the information that they need to make big decisions with you during the meetings. So we have a module, a course, that teaches you how to create these five critical reports for clients for the meetings. And then finally, and I'll just stop it there, it's the deliverables team recruitment process, where we explain that when you invite a subject matter expert onto your team, there's lots of things that they have to prove to you before you're going to invite them to join your team. But chief among them is just a good attitude about the idea that, you know, it's the client who says that what we're doing for them is valuable. And so that everybody on your team has come onto the team with the understanding that they are willing to continue increasing value, thinking of ways and things they can do for clients until every client says, you're indispensable to me. And so it's basically our process is designed to not allow your team to rest until every client says what you're doing is valuable. And the only measure is an increase in referrals. In other words, you'll know that your team is indispensable to your clients because they won't be able to resist introducing you to other people that they know. And we have a whole process for this, including the advisor value score. There's so many other things that we do in this program that lead to an extraordinary client experience. I just wanted to give you a preview of what I feel are the top five modules that really lead, and clients say, this is what gives us an overwhelming sense that we're making progress, and this is what enhances the client experience. Well, that's it for the monthly session for the Advisor Pack monthly program. As always, we wish you all the best in implementing. And until next month, I'm Mark Little.